appreciation for attention, or simply out of the urge to brag, he'd donated a copy of his writings to the school. And she'd exhausted all her other leads. It was worth a try. Irene had taken a few weeks to establish a new identity as a young woman in her mid-twenties with a poor but honest background, suitable for skivvying, then found herself a job as a cleaning maid. The main school library hadn't held any copies of Midnight Requiems, and in desperation she'd resorted to checking the necromancer's original boarding house. Beyond all expectation, she'd been lucky. She abandoned her cleaning equipment and opened the window at the end of the hall. The leaded glass swung easily under her hand. She'd taken care to oil it earlier. A cool breeze drifted in with a hint of oncoming rain. Hopefully this bit of misdirection wouldn't be necessary, but one of the library's mottos was borrowed directly from the great military thinker Clausewitz. No strategy ever survived contact with the enemy, or, in the vernacular, things will go wrong, be prepared. She quickly trotted back down the corridor to the trophy room and pushed the door open. The light from the corridor gleamed on the silver cups and glass display cabinets. Without bothering to kindle the room's central lantern,